Hello! Welcome to Coffee Talk with Isabel and Maddie.
Today we're looking at the social effects of coffee in our culture, especially on our college campuses here at CSBSJU. So grab a hot cup yourself and listen on up as we've talked to some of our favorite coffee consumers around the St. Ben's and St. John's campuses. We want to get a better understanding of coffee's impacts on our college culture, how students see coffee being influenced on social media, and the rise of coffee chains and their impact on our coffee culture here.
Coffee and college go hand in hand. Going around campuses, we can be guaranteed to find a coffee shop within a few blocks. Your classic college student is expected to have a tumbler always filled with their caffeine fuel. Each student has their own take on their coffee consumption. Megan Kratz, a junior accounting major who stays busy with her studies while participating on the swim team, gives us her take on how coffee shops are utilized between high school and college.
In high school, we would have like morning swim practice and you have like a little bit of time before school started. So you'd like all like run over and like get a huge thing of coffee so we could like make it through the day.
Yeah.
And I feel like I did that more like than I do now almost just because it was like more of an event, where now you're at college, you're like kind of doing your own thing more, so it's like, oh, I'll just stop and get coffee for me, but it's like that was fun.
As a swimmer as well, I find it's also hard staying awake between early mornings and school, so I see how Megan's experience is very true with not only just swimmers but athletes in general. This is something that's common between college students and our experiences in high school, especially within Minnesota, and our coffee and coffee shops. I mean, what else do we do in the winter? I think it's served as our hangout spot outside of our homes. These experiences may be common in Minnesota, but I know globally, there's some things that come with different meaning when we think of coffee.
It is really interesting how these experiences mean so much at different points in our lives. I also talked with another classmate, Julia, who's a German major and pre-med student, and she had this to say about her opinions and experiences with coffee.
At least that's my opinion, because I think that like having that cup of coffee kind of signals to other people like, hey, I've been doing so many things and I'm low on energy, but that makes me like a desirable person, or it makes me like an attractive person because I'm following that cultural norm.
Julia also has had the unique experience working in a hospital in Germany. She had this to say about her experiences abroad with German coffee culture.
So in a way, in Austrian culture, and I think in some cases in German culture, I think coffee can also be a symbol of self-care, because it's something that people do during their break. Like, okay, this is something I'm doing for myself. This is something that I'm not doing to rush and get through the day, or to like just be able to scrape through the day. It's something that I am doing because I want to drink a coffee and because I want that energy to get through the day. But it's more so motivated by like, this is something that I want to do for myself instead. Or it's surrounded in this context. It's in the context of people have a coffee during their break, or everybody takes a Mittagspause, a midday pause, to go on that break to socialize with friends, but also to have a coffee.
Julia brings into light the global culture of coffee. I think it's cool that there's some self-care meaning in coffee. I thought about how in the American culture we have coffee set up in break rooms or classrooms. I'd almost say I would expect a coffee pot in the break room ever before water.
Sure thing. Another thing is the popularity of coffee in our culture, which can be seen in advertisements and online. Social media allows us to share our experiences with each other, sharing what's inside our coffee mugs and where we got it. Instagram is a popular platform in which the young and the trendy can find the unfound and draw attention to this new kind of coffee in this new kind of place. Stereotypes can also arise from these ideas brought up by popular culture. This reminds me of the anthropologist William Roseberry, who raises a good question. Can we look at a single product and its marketing and see shifts in society and culture as a whole? According to his research, he sees the immense growth of new coffee brands and types that populate our grocery stores today to be a symbol of our industrialized nation and the worldwide shift into a globalized food market. Gone are those tin blends of light roast coffee, in are the imported beans from all over the world, and which we see in ads and on social media.
So this reminds me of another aspect of coffee. Everyone's familiar with the phrase, let's get coffee sometime. It carries social implications that almost are universally known, that it's going to be more than just physically grabbing a cup of coffee with another individual, but either time conversing, working, or maybe even a date. Coffee talk has grown as a term that has gained more traction in modern American life, with the growing pop-ups of different coffee chains and local shops, dominating our street corners and college libraries.
This reminds me of Rudolf Gaudio, a linguistic anthropologist who writes about this very topic in his article about coffee talk. It goes through a few different sectors of our modern-day coffee talks and how they have changed in the social atmosphere around conversations. He talks about the commodification of leisure in our society led to the rise of these coffee-oriented social gatherings. He also talks about the overall constraints and hurdles one must jump through that's developed in our modern conversation in order to actually have these interactions after you're asked to get coffee with someone. More or less, coffee talk is so ingrained in our culture, we even have different rituals depending on which situation and even which coffee place you're going to.
This reminds me of a St. John's student that I talked to, Leo. He gave me his take on coffee and the social atmosphere with coffee shops and whether he prefers a local or a chain coffee shop.
Definitely a local place.
Oh, okay.
Just because, like, just kind of an atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And, like, if I'm going to a coffee shop, it's not just to get, like, coffee and then leave. It's probably to be, like, be there for, like, a couple hours or whatever.
Right.
If, like, I'm going with someone or I'm just, like, studying.
I think Leo's take is very common in what we see on campuses. Places like the Local Blend always has students and is known for the environment where students can gather, study, and talk, and just hang out. I would always pick my local coffee shop.
Coffee has played an integral part in our culture. Not only has the effect of caffeine energized our society to the point of no return, we can see the effects it has made on us socially and on us as a whole, especially college students.
So next time you meet up with a friend and go to coffee, think about the impact coffee really has made on your life and our culture.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee Talk.